Well, Jim, this morning here we have Tito with us, who's on the Conqueror program. And Tito, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Tito, we're excited to share with our listeners a little bit of what God's doing in your life right now. And maybe to set the stage for what brought you on to the Conquerors program, explain a little bit those what transpired those days leading up to you making the decision to come here.
Well, I've struggled half of my life with addiction to drugs, and it came to a point where God was either going to let go or I was going to let go. And I chose not to let go of God, and he brought me to jail, first of all, to make a long story short. And then I wanted to turn myself into jail just so I could get clean, but he had other plans. I've ran from this place three times before. So I did 3 days in jail for 3 misdemeanors, and I thought I would be doing 6 months. Funny how that works. Ended up, he told me to come here. I straight heard his voice to come to the haven of rest. You know, this is where I've wanted you to go before. I came here. I sat 3 days in the day room. I asked, I believe it was Charles, about the program. He introduced me to the pamphlet. I read it over, and they said, we want you to sit in here to see if you're for real about doing this. You know, I was surprised to hear that. And I sat in that day room for 3 days and joined the program. And here I am.
So here it is. We're 5 months into the program. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
So when you heard about the program, the Conquerors program, did you know a lot about it, or did you sit down and talk to somebody about the program?
I knew bits and pieces about it from other men, and I did one day here before. Like I said, that was my, I think, first time running. But yes, I did sit down with Steve Dobo and talk about it, the rules and, you know, what the classes were and stuff, and it was definitely for me.
So there was a moment then where you, all right, I'm serious, I'm going to do this. You talk to Steve, and then you have that first day where you're coming over to you're leaving the day room, you're coming over to this building, and it's kind of everything's new, right? You're acclimating.
New.
What were some of the things going through your mind when you're like, all right, I'm making the jump, now I'm on the program?
I was scared to death. Now you meet all these men that are, you can tell that they were broken, but they're starting to put pieces back together. Just in the first 5 minutes, you can see, and everybody's coming up saying hello, and then you see the beautiful rooms that you're going to be in. You know, you're not in a dorm anymore for the most part, and sometimes you might be if we're full, but I got that good chance to get my own room. You see the facility. Everybody, the staff is all nice to you, and it's kind of amazing. It's overwhelming on how nice it is and how God's people are. And when you're not used to that, when you're poor and you're used to be treated a little different, it's God's love. That's what I can say.
Well, you know, Tito, before we started the broadcast, we were talking a little bit before, behind the scenes, Jim. And one of the things that caught my attention was, it says when you came here, you got the last bus coming up Market Street to the Haven of Rest Ministries. You ended up coming to the ministry. You said you heard God's voice telling you. Let's talk a little bit about the program and the classes that you've been going through. How have they really been beneficial to you?
Wow, that's deep. The classes are, oh my gosh, they are for broken men like me. I mean broken. Louis McClatt's class is Authentic Manhood. And it teaches you how not to be passive. It teaches you how to be a godly man. Things that I just thought were normal in my life on being a man were so wrong. The devil had me there, had me by my hand for that. I've learned so much in that class. I have so much wrote down to teach to my sons, my adopted son, my daughter's boyfriend. They all come out the woodwork to hear me talk about this now. We all go to church together now, too, by the way. That program has led me to them, and they're going to go out and tell their children when they have them about this. But to get back to your point, it teaches us how God had created man, what his roles are to be as a man. I think when you're broken, you don't think of that. You think, I need to be Mr. Tough Guy. I need to rule over this. I'm not taking nothing I'm taking whatever I want. I'm getting whatever I want. I'm treating a woman however I want. And those are all wrong. I'm not scared to say it now. I did it. I was wrong. And they turn that around, so to speak. And then when you get in the Word of God, you always want to check when they're reading the Bible to make sure that's all true. And they have hit every nail on the head with what we have learned. And just the program's name, Conquerors, I am more than a conqueror, which I'm still figuring that out. How can I be more than a conqueror? That's incredible. The Bible says something about the same power that raised Christ from the dead is in me. I just heard that 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago, and I've been walking around fathoming that. Back across the street, it hits me. How can I have that same power? But then you start realizing over time that you do have that same power. So that's what I'm learning.
Amen.
And so this is really one of the things that we love about the program. You know, there's that big verse when you go down the stairwell that says you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you see that every day when you go down those steps that are over by the deck or there on the resident level.
Yes, sir.
And that's really what you've been describing, is God has been taking what the world taught you, and he's saying, no, I'm going to renew your mind. I'm going to make this all new. And so there's a lot of classes. You really highlighted Louis there. There's some other ones as well. But I know God's been using people here to kind of speak those truths to you. Mm-hmm. Who are some of the people you've really latched onto as you've been walking through this program?
Well, I've really latched onto Adam Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking 6:30 in the morning. We get done working and we come across the street. Now, this is my favorite time. Yes, it's in the morning. That's crazy. But at 6:45, Mr. Bloom's coming down them steps and giving us the Word of God. And I mean, he's giving us the Word of God. He dissects the Word of God to make heathens like me understand the real truth of God. He just doesn't read the Word. He's like, look, this is the way it is. And you've never seen so many broken, grown men go eye-to-eye contact. Okay, you got the right one there, Mr. Bloom, doing the morning mm-hmm. devotions. That's one. Then, of course, I'll mention Louis McLeod again. I've seen this man stop and talk with every man that wants to talk to him. He blows off nobody. He's been through it. He's been there. He will minister to you. He will pray with you. There's so many others. Ronnie's another one. He went through the program.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pulled me aside a couple times and calmed me down and ministered to me and talked to me. There's so many here. There really is. There's so many men here that will reach out and just pray with you. Nobody has ever blown me off yet. Nobody has said, oh, I don't have time right now. Not one person. Mr. Dobo, Matthew Johnson, mm-hmm. you two. It just doesn't happen here like that. So praise God for that.
Well, you know, Tito, you were saying something, once again, before the program started about this 5 months. Here you are 5 months, and you came up against a little bit of, I don't want to say a wall, but you had some things going here on personally, some of the things you were working through at this five-month mark, and you really had some people kind of pull you in and kind of bring you back into. Why don't you talk a little bit about what was going on?
Okay, well, without getting into too much detail, I work at the CSC building across the street, which is called the Client Center building. So we have to interact with the clients, you know, so to speak, a lot. And sometimes we have certain situations. Well, I came, so to speak, unglued a couple different times in different circumstances where I let the devil get me outside my box. And it could have been really bad. But it wasn't. God had his hand protected on me. And I'm so thankful for that, because as a man, you still, even though I'm growing, I'm still making mistakes. I'm not a toddler anymore, but, you know, I'm in the fifth grade with God now or something, maybe up there in junior high. So I took it as a stepping stone, as a stumbling block that the devil put in front of me, so I can see the next one. I can see the dead end sign, so I can make a left up at the stop sign before I get to the dead end. That's how I'm going to put that. And it's also from these great men again here. You know, he puts people in your path in that road. And one other thing I'd like to say is I'm an older man, or at least I think I am. I'm 51, and I've been watching sports a lot. And I noticed the Cavs, they came back in the second half a lot. I don't know about the Guardians. We haven't watched too much of that. Cleveland's yet to come back in the second half, but we hope they do. But that's the way I'm looking at life, so to speak. It's the second half of life. I'm not done. He's got a lot for me. I'm still alive. He's kept me alive walking back and forth across the street, and I praise his name. There's a lot to be learned here with the bad things that happen. Everything's not peaceful. Everything's not a rainbow. And it teaches you when you get out of here, you're going to have those same problems out here. Get through it, son. Get through it. I gave my son up for you. Now what are you going to do? And I'm going to be humble.
All right. Now, Tito, you mentioned one thing. You talked about how that second half, that there's God's got more in store for you. Mm-hmm. So what, you know, the devil would have tried to say, this is it. This is all you'll ever be, you know, and put all those labels on you. And God's calling you by name. He's saying, you're mine, and he has a plan for you. And I think something you said earlier in the broadcast speaks to what we already know as part of that plan, how you mentioned the things you're learning now, you're already sowing back into your kids and into your the people and their influence. And that's really what we talk about, the big Bible word for being a disciple, right? Someone who follows Jesus. The idea is you're a disciple who makes disciples, right? That's how it happened in the New Testament. These guys were everyday ordinary people who were walking around with Jesus. And people were amazed when they'd hear him talk, and they're like, the only thing they could point to is these guys must have been with Jesus. And then they made more disciples and more disciples, and we stand on their shoulders today that we're here at all. And I think I'm excited for what God has for you as you begin to continue to take what he's doing in your life and you invest that into the next generation. Have you given some thought to some of those next steps as God continues to lead you through this program? It sounds like he's already restoring you to your family. Have you thought about some of those next steps? You mentioned church and those connections.
Yes. I go to the Arlington Church of God. There's 37 different ministries to do. Haven't went through all of them yet for the simple fact that I'm here and I don't know what I really want to do. I'm at the point where I could become an intern or go to work. And I'm really praying on that hard because as a man, once again, I want to go make those dollars. Oh, Lord, I did this now. Can I go to work? But he might be saying, son, I'm not done with you. I want you to be an intern and work with these clients more so he can work on me. And I know I have a gift to help them. I've been told that by about 20 of them. Mm-hmm. You know, they love us in the morning over there. They said sometimes it makes their day that we just make them laugh. And I never knew that. So I'm praying on that. I don't know what to do yet. I'm just being honest. I don't know. When I start making plans, I mess up. So I'm relying on God, and I'm really trying to listen to his voice with that. Wherever he wants me to go, if he wants me to mow grass, I'll mow grass. It doesn't matter. I just want to listen because I know I'll be blessed in the end.
Well, you know, Jim, listening to that, Tito, I'm going to ask our listeners to pray for you for that specific area, because we have a lot of listeners that are will listen to this broadcast. And what you are saying is you want God's will, not your will.
That's exactly it.
You know, Jim, we think about it. That's what we all want.
Yes.
And sometimes as we move and take these steps, sometimes interference can come in our way. But I'm hearing, at least from what I'm hearing from you, is you want a nice, clear picture of where to go. That door, Lord, open it wide. So I know, Tito, our listeners will continue to pray for you.
Thank you.
Like I said, we have just a prayer warrior of people out there that pray for our ministry every day. And I know that they will continue to pray for you. I want to thank you for being a part of the radio broadcast here this morning, Jim. The time always goes quick. When we're having really, I call good interaction, to seeing God's work in your life, our lives, and throughout the Haven of Rest Ministry. So thank you, Tito, for being a part of the program.